it's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Helped do some work this week and, whoa, I heard a little feedback. Still got some more. That's it, Mike. Thank you. Bobby Lee's in town last night. Bobby's going to do some work up at Sky High. Always good to see Bobby. Appreciate his heart and his willingness to be in the fight. And, boy, we are in a fight, aren't we, friends? My Lord. Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you, Lord, that there's no weapon that is formed against us that shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment against us shall be condemned, for this is the heritage of the Lord, Father. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you today, Father. We thank you that our steps are ordered by you. You delight in our way, Father. Just pray, Lord, that there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end is death and destruction, Lord. We pray that our steps would be ordered by you, and we would know and understand and hear what it is that you'd have us to do. In Jesus' name, Jesus. Hey, is the Pope Catholic? Is the Pope Catholic? You know, I watched what went on yesterday, I don't want my Catholic friends to take this wrong. I was raised Catholic, okay? I was raised Catholic. I'm going to tell you the truth. I could just as easily bash on the Baptists. Or the Methodists, or the Lutherans, or whatever. So this isn't Catholic bashing, okay? Don't take it as that. I got to ask the question. I talked to some of my Catholic friends, not on the queue, in general in life. And I said, what the heck's what's going on? What's with the Pope? You know what they tell me? They say, oh, he's not Catholic. What? Yeah, he's not Catholic. My Catholic friends tell me that. See, I think it's kind of maybe just me. It's kind of D-Day, isn't it, for Catholics? You say, Coach, what are you talking about? Well, pull it up there, Mike. Pull it up there.
They call him the Black Pope.
Folks, listen, man. It's sort of like America, isn't it? Is that government that you're seeing? Is that America? Yeah, I'll say, well, they're not American. John, what's his name? John Brennan. Oh, he's not American. Huh? Yeah, he's not. He's not American. Stroke? Huh? No, he's not American. They're not American. John Brennan? No. Pope? He's not American. What? What do you mean he's not American? What do you mean? I put a meme up today. Is a Pope Catholic? Good question, isn't it? I'm trying. My screen's all screwed up here. Is Pope Catholic? Is Pope Catholic? Say, what are you talking about, Coach? Well, let's square right down here and click right on that. See if it doesn't pop up. Or has Mike got it up on the screen for us? Sometimes Mike, there it is. There it is. The Pope endorses same-sex civil unions. Do you understand the gravity of this, friends? You understand that for the most part, hear me now, the pro-life movement has been Catholic. If it wasn't for the Catholic Church, the Evangelifish Church would have given up on abortion long, long time ago. The Catholic Church, for the most part, has held the line on abortion. Now, I'm seeing a slippery slide down a slippery slope here. Pope endorses same-sex civil unions. And, you know, I've been waiting for the last 48 hours for the Vatican to retract that. Say, oh, no, that's not what he meant. That's not what, it hasn't come. It hasn't come. Scroll down, Mike, because past the Pope says, what's he say? Gives a thumbs up midway through the film, delves into issues that Francis cares about most, including the environment. Francis cares about the environment, huh? Poverty, migration. Unbelievable, isn't it? Is this unbelievable? Homosexual people have the right to be in a family. They are children of God. See, folks, do you see the missed doctrine there? Do you see the missed doctrine? Are they children of God or are they children of the devil? Can be both. Pope Francis says they're children of God. Says you can't kick someone out of the family nor make their life miserable for this. For what? For having butt sex? You can't? What, pedophilia next? Do pedophiles, they have a right to be in the family too, Pope? So we have to have what we have to have is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered. So you cannot make lawful, you cannot make legal what God has called unlawful. Folks, you can't do it. You can't do it. This is such a huge, is this a crack or is this an expose of the problem that we're, the problem we have in America? I saw today, what was it? Joe Biden has a 15-point lead amongst Catholics. Huh? Yeah. Why? Because they're worried about the same thing the Pope's worried about, the environment, poverty, migration, racial and income inequality. I wonder if the Pope's got any money problems. You think he got any money problems? He got any money problems? Vatican, they short on money, are they? There's nothing hidden that will not be revealed, and I'm not Pope bashing. If Franklin Graham came out, I'd be saying the same thing. If John MacArthur came out, I'd be saying the same thing. If Tony Perkins came out, I'd be saying the same thing. Somebody help me out here, Pope Catholic.
Why isn't it wrong to be Pope bashing? He's doing something that's very sinful and against the Bible.
Listen, it's deeper than that. He speaks for God. The Pope speaks for God. Yeah, Larry.
You're bashing the stand about homosexual marriage, et cetera, et cetera. You're not, and if the shoe fits it, whoever's wearing that shoe, they fall under the hammer of your bashing.
Amen. So listen.
I tell you.
Go ahead.
It put us higher. It put Christian groups that are against same-sex civil unions on a higher tier on the list of hate groups. I can tell you that.
Let me be very, very clear with everybody here today. I want you to get this picture in your head. All right. Probably going to get banned here. I don't care. I want you to envision two men naked in bed and what that civil union looks like. And you tell me that's honorable. Are you with me, friends? Are you with me? See, you cannot make holy what God's called unholy. You cannot make righteous what the Lord's called profane. You can't do that, friends. You can't do that. You can't put the people above the standards of God. That's why we're in the mess that we're in, see? That's why homosexuality is so rampant, because people love their children more than they love the Lord. The Lord called it an abomination, but that's my child. I love my child. I accept him the way he is. Well, okay, you can accept him the way it is. But if you ever say to him, it's okay, and I approve, no, you're not loyal to the Lord. I don't want to beat up Catholics. That's not my, enough of that going on.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
I was sitting here last night in the living room when I got home, and that clip come across the TV about the Pope saying that. They showed the little video. And the guy I was sitting here with in the living room, you ought to heard him bash the Pope. You know who it was?
No.
David Arthur. David just lost it.
Well, Stephanie just texted me. She said this. He didn't just make a crack in the foundation. He knocked down one of the pillars. Or is that ever true, huh?
Hey, Coach, are you going to go to 2 Corinthians? Chapter 6, verses 17 and 18.
Go there, Jeff. I'm. Go ahead. What does it say?
Wherefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and touch not
the unclean thing,
and I will receive you, and I will be your father unto ye, and shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. It says, you're a children of God. He is wrong. It's believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ makes you a child of God.
That's right. Okay. Yeah,
you know, the other side of that nickel says this: if you do not come out from among them, I will not receive you.
Getting pretty tough there, man.
He's paving the way for the Antichrist, Coach. Daniel 11:37. He's just setting the tone. In Luke 17, there where Jesus said, "Just as it was in the days of Lot." That's what we're witnessing right now.
Yeah, we're just witnessing apostasy at the highest levels. I want to shift gears. I got some really, really good stuff to share with you today, friends. I really do. I want to share with you a little. I got to do another. I did 4 classes yesterday at a Zoom meeting, if you can believe it. It's amazing. I discovered something yesterday. I want you, as I was doing my Zoom meeting, can you guys see me? Let me go back over here. This thing's getting more and more confusing to me. There it is. Good. There I am. I don't know if you guys see this or not. If I put my mask on and I start talking and I start breathing, can you guys see my glasses fog up? Are you guys able to see that? What does that tell you about masks? I got it on perfectly. I got it on around my nose, got it down under my chin, got it connected to my ears. Watch my glasses. You guys see that? I discovered that yesterday. Yes, now they're all fogged up. I discovered it yesterday on my Zoom conference with the kids. Yeah, you know, bear with me here a second. I made 4 presentations yesterday, each of them an hour long. I've done it multiple times in person. I've never done it through a Zoom meeting, which I did yesterday. And this right here, every kid in the class had one of these on. And this changed their entire personalities. There was almost no give and take. There was no debate. There was no argument. There was no emotion. They sat there with their little masks on and listened to what I say. And then when I would ask their opinion on it, they didn't have one. There's something very, 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 very diabolical about this thing, folks. I don't know what.
Hey, Coach, are you saying it makes them docile?
Yes, made them docile.
Okay, that's the thought, yeah?
Yeah, made them docile, right? Made them docile. And I started out. I get to do it again today. I made the whole debate about truth and the things that you're being taught that aren't true. That's where I started out. And I started with a mask, by the way. Started with a mask. Ask all of them why they wore one, and what they say. The government says we have to. So who's the government? Well, they didn't have any idea. They don't have any idea why they're wearing a mask. Everybody in the entire school is wearing a mask. None of them know who or why. So is it a law? Well, they don't know. They don't even know what they don't. What law? What does that mean? Law? What law? Is it a law you got to wear a mask? You get arrested if you don't wear a mask? What, they pass a law? Well, the government says, well, who's the government? Is the government? What? The government? So it led me into a lot of different things. I spent an hour with them. Just bear with me here a second. And I tried to show them that almost everything that they're learning in school, almost everything, is a lie. It's a lie. Okay. They were spellbound. I was spellbound as the Holy Spirit was unveiling it to me. I wrote some of them down today, folks. I went down, it was like knocking down little wooden ducks. Bang, 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 bang. And I kept saying to me, somebody tell me when I'm lying or when I'm telling you something that's not true. You're free at any time to raise your hand and say that's not true. Okay. So I started out with, let me look at my notes here. See, listen, folks, the left thrives on lies. They thrive on them. And this is kind of piggybacking on what we spoke about yesterday. They love lies and we don't love truth. Bible says to earnestly contend for the faith, earnestly contend for the truth. That's in Jude, isn't it? That was once delivered to the saints, to earnestly contend for the faith, to fight, to contend. That's an action verb, right? And the left loves and operates on lies, and we don't love truth, and we don't operate on truth. We take our I ask, well, bear with me here a second. Somebody just text me, see who it was. Does the virus spread through Zoom? I asked that, David. I asked him that. Does the virus spread through Zoom? So I started out right here. I said, let's go down through it. I said, Where did man come from? What does the school teach you? Where did man come from? And of course, we got to evolution. I said, question. Evolution. Is that a fact or a theory? Well, they see when you pin them down, they go silent because they don't want to be exposed. And finally, one kid said, how about this? One kid said, it's being proven. It's being proven. I said, okay. It's being proven. Right now is evolution a theory? What's a theory? Well, they didn't really have an idea what a theory was. And then finally I got them to say, well, it's a hypothesis. I said, if I get up in the morning and I look out, my car's wet, I have a theory. The theory is it must have rained. Or it is raining, something. That'd be my theory. And so I put my shoes on and I walk outside down and the rain pours down on my head. Rain's no longer a theory. It's raining. It's proof, not a theory anymore. So proof cancels a theory or confirms a theory. It either cancels or confirms a theory. And I said, why do they call evolution a theory? They're nervous. They're really, really nervous. Well, they call it a theory because they don't know. It's an unproven fact. They don't know. Do any of you, by the way, do any of you know another theory of where man came from? Anybody else know of any other theories? No, they don't say anything for a minute. So I got to lead them to the water. I said, those of you, any of you go to church in here, where did your mom and dad tell you that you came from? Well, finally says, we were created. Oh, created. Is there proof of creation? No, there's no proof of it. Is that a theory? Yeah. Well, why don't they teach you that theory? Do you know that about 35% of Americans believe they were created in the image of God? Why don't they teach that in school? Why do they teach us other theory? That man came from apes, even though there's no evidence of it. They teach you only, see, it's propaganda. So I take them through that, through propaganda. Then I take them into the abortion issue. I said, okay, so how many of you sitting in here, how many of you have a mother? And of course they all raise their hand. I said, well, is she here? Well, no, she's not here. Well, I thought you were her body. They said, what? Yeah, they say an abortion's my body, my choice. I thought, aren't you your mom's body? You mean you're here and your mom isn't? When do you become you? When do you get your own body? At what point does that happen? Because the left tells you my body, my choice. But you're not, you're not your mom's body. Are you? Are any of you your mom's body? No. When did that happen? That you became your own body? When did that happen? And then I take them through murder. What's murder? Well, they don't know. How many of you think murder is wrong? Well, every hand goes up. Oh, yeah, heck yes, murder is wrong. Absolutely. Okay, what is murder? They can't tell you. They don't know what murder is. They don't know. I said, if somebody breaks into my house with a knife and they're going to stab my wife, can I kill them? Yeah, is that murder? No, that's not. Well, so what's murder? You all said you think murder is wrong. What is it? They don't have any idea. So I take him down through murder is the premeditated killing of an innocent human being. I get him to that point, premeditated. I planned it. I planned it. I made an appointment. I went and killed it, and it was innocent. Premeditated killing of an innocent human being. Can anybody in here tell me how abortion's not murder? They're dumbfounded. So you've been lied to. You've been lied to. See, they would not let you kill that baby if you admitted if the baby had its own body. They wouldn't let you do that, would they? Same thing they said about the Jews. Jews aren't people. Blacks aren't people. You can hang blacks. Hang them. Why? They're not people. Dred Scott, they're not people. Jews, they're not people. Unborn babies, they're not people. They're spellbound. They don't know. Folks, this went on for an hour of tearing down lies that they're being taught in school. And I said, here's what happens to us. It's all propaganda. And here it is. Folks, this is in the churches too. You better hear me. Here's what we do. This thing I have right in front of me called a Bible. Here's what I do. I pick out a belief system, and then I dig through this Bible, finding a way to support it. Pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib. I stake out a position, and then I find a scripture to support it. Somebody say amen, because I'm all over it again, see. I'm all over it. We don't follow the Bible. We don't follow the Bible and see where the facts take us. We pick out a position and then look for facts in the Bible that support it. That's amen. That's okay. See, we're no different. We're no different in our battle for truth. We're no different. We say, well, we'll just agree to disagree. I just agree to disagree with the Pope. He thinks homosex is good. I don't. We'll just agree to disagree. How can two walk together unless they agree, the Bible says? How do we do that? And so we're living in a culture and a society that is rampantly run by lies. We believe lies. We teach lies. We permit lies to be taught to our children. We don't raise a voice. We don't speak up. We don't even stand for truth. Somebody say amen, because I'm all over it this morning.
Hey, Coach. Amen. Coach, to back up what you're saying, I said this the other day, you take the most rebellious children we got in this nation, they got their pants run down to their kneecap, and they're all wearing masks, Coach. That shows you it's supernatural in nature, because you got all these rebellious children that's every one of them's got a mask on with their pants hanging.
Alan, every one of them have been taught lies in church. I'm sorry, in school with our approval. Every Amen. One of them taught lies with our approval. We are not contending for the faith. We're not earnestly contending for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. We're not, friends. We're not. Hey, I'm going to say it again. How can somebody please explain to me how one Catholic could vote for Joe Biden? Just one Catholic. Can anybody explain that to me? One. No, well, you know, I saw a statistic. How about this? Most church-going Catholics, whatever that means, most church-going Catholics are supporting Trump. that's America, isn't it? Isn't that America? Most church-going Catholics. Yeah. So in other words, Catholics being like being a Mason, I guess. It's like being a Browns fan. It's like being a Buckeye. It's like it's just a flavor. It's just a denomination. It's like being a hillbilly. It's like being a Melungeon. It's just something who you are. I was born a Catholic. Well, born a Catholic don't make you a Christian. Born a Baptist don't make you a Christian. Being born a Methodist doesn't make you a Christian. Lies, lies, everywhere lies. Lies, 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 lies. Lies rule the day. And we don't care. Government of the people, by the people, for the people. You might want to laugh with me on that one. And equal justice. Ah! Right? Except it isn't funny. It isn't funny. And you know why it's happened? Because our leadership will not earnestly contend for the faith. They won't do it. They refuse to do it. They refuse to step into the arena of the world and fight for truth. Hey, friends, how can any Christian put their children into a government school that teaches there is no God and that their kids came from monkeys? How can any Christian do that? I'm going to wait a minute. Can somebody explain that to me? Say, well, Coach, we don't. We'll just teach them in our home. So in other words, you'll send your children into a public school where they teach them lies and you don't care. And you think those lies aren't infecting or impacting your child, right? They're not. Hey, our kids, they go to catechism. We've raised them in church. They're not believing that what they're hearing at school. Really? And then all of a sudden they go the first year of college and come home to you a little atheist. And you say, what the hell? What happened? Because you've been teaching them lies their whole damn life. Pardon my French. The proving of lies being taught to them. Their whole lives. Their whole lives.
Amen.
I'm all over today. You can tune in to Andy Stanley. I don't care. Telling you lies, making you feel good. Peace, peace when there is no peace. Folks, there is no peace. People cry peace, peace, and there is no peace. Why are we crying peace? There is no peace. See, we're already at war. We don't know. We won't punch back. Not Christian. Not very Christian to punch back. Jesus loved everybody. Lie. Everywhere lies. Lie. Jesus does not love everybody. Not in the general sense that we want people to believe. No. Pope lied. Hey, Mike, whoever. The Pope lied. He lied. Pope lied. At least against the Bible, what he says. I'll shut up a minute. I got some good stuff I'm going to share with you. I just had to vent that, man. I had to vent it. It's eating me up. I see lies everywhere. And nobody wants to oppose it. Nobody wants to oppose it. Listen, Joe Biden, it appears to me, Joe Biden is probably as corrupt as any politician we've ever had. That's what the evidence appears to be. Does the church care? Does the church care? Catholics are voting for him. Does the church care? Are pastors standing up in their pulpits and telling people you cannot vote for that man? I don't care. I'm not going to endorse Donald Trump, but you cannot vote for that man. You cannot do it. You can't. If you vote for that man, you are in sin. That man is for the killing of unborn baby. He's for teaching little children they can pick their genders. That's what Joe Biden's for. And any Christian who votes for that is in mortal sin. Why won't they say that?
Look what he's done to his own son.
Look what he's done to his own son. But listen, Joseph, in fairness to him, we all have prodigals, right? Our sons don't always turn out the way we think they're going to. Our daughters don't always turn out the way they've done. But that doesn't mean what we taught them was wrong. And why won't people stand up in this battle right now? I got some good stuff for you today.
Hey, Kevin, hang on.
Yes.
I got the answer, and I don't have the fix. I mean, it's got to be a personal decision. But John 8, 42 through 44, Coach, this is exactly – this is the question. Who is your father? Who is your father? And there John tells us, Jesus says right there. It's
pull it up there, Mike, if you can. I'm sorry, ran down a little bit behind you here. John what?
John 8, 42 through 44.
I'm gonna get my glasses back on. I'll try not to steam them up.
Don't you know me and Roger, we got to throw scripture. We got to have scripture.
Yeah, yeah. 844.
42.
42. And Jesus said,
42.
Jesus said unto them, Mr. Pope, if God were your father, Pope, what's his name, Francis? Hey, Francis, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. And why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. Why? Because you are of your father, Pope Francis, the devil. You're of him. And you will approve homo sex like your father wants you to. That's what you will do. Because Pope Francis, your daddy was a murderer from the beginning. And he didn't abide in the truth, Pope Francis, because there is no truth in him. So Pope Francis, when your daddy speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it, and you got no business repeating his lies. Pope Francis, you are of your father, the devil. Now, anybody want to defend him? Thanks, Randy. And I tell you the truth, yet you don't believe me, he said. You don't believe me. Don't believe me.
Coach, I actually tell people when I get in a conversation with them and they start spitting out these lies, I tell them, you're a liar. Now that stirs them up, but it really makes a point. And they may not like me for a moment, but I tell you, they can't, if they can't defend it, and I can, who's the truth? So
Randy asked the kids yesterday, I took him to transgenderism. I took him to Bruce Jenner. I took him to Bruce Jenner. How many of you think Bruce Jenner is a woman? They all raised their hands. And I took him to King Tut. How come King Tut's not Queen Tut? Finally, get him to admit the truth. Well, King Tut is King Tut because they did DNA tests on him and he's a male. And said, so is Bruce Jenner. Now, I don't care if Bruce Jenner wants to call himself Caitlyn and act like he's a woman. Why, in the name of whatever's righteous, would I agree with it? Why would I call him a woman? Why would I agree with that line? Why would you guys agree with that? Why is it that when you come into this school, they teach you everything your parents don't teach you? Why is that? If this school was for the parents, they would reinforce your values. If this school was for your parents, they would tell you abortion is wrong. They would teach you that marriage is between a man and a woman forever. They would teach you that fornication is wrong. They wouldn't teach you sex education so you could have abortions. The schools would reinforce the values of the parents. But see, they told us, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to make this school values free. We're not going to have any values except global warming and don't judge anybody and transgenderism is good and right. See, they have values. They just don't have Christian values. And here you are coming in here from a Christian home and they're teaching you non-Christian values and your parents don't say a damn thing. Except maybe at home, honey, we don't believe that. Right? Yeah, I'm hot today.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
We also talked about this last night. It's amazing you're on this subject this morning because David and I sit in the living room.
It's not amazing.
But we talked about the lies. Just lies, lies, lies. That's what we were talking about last night. And that's what we both said, that this what this tent meeting is all about, Friday and Saturday night. So just do us a favor. Do the people a favor. Bring that message this weekend. That'd be great.
All right. It's all lies. I wrote them down here. Homosex, abortion, evolution, transgenderism, church and state, government, tax. They're all lies. Every bit of it based on the Pope Benedict's father. Every one of it based on his father, the devil.
Coach, when you send your child to a government-run school, are you bearing witness to the truth? Remember what you talked about yesterday?
Nope.
When you wear a mask out in public so other people won't feel bad, are you bearing witness to the truth?
No.
When your child goes to school and you make them wear a mask, this is about bearing witness to the truth, which we're not doing.
We're not doing it, man. We're not doing it. I got two videos I got to dig into get to where I want to. First one, it says Dinesh. Pull that up there, Mike. A video. This is not about Dinesh. Somebody sent me this, and it is so good. I wish we could all sit around the room for about 4 hours, and I could show you some of the stuff that I come across. But the show isn't about videos. Are your pastors, are they using YouTube videos in church? Are they showing you what's really going on in the world? Are they showing out of the mouth of other people? So I just want, this was, start to, okay, I don't even know who this guy is. He has a lot of followers, good show. It's called, it doesn't matter what it is, Black Patriot News, maybe that's what it is. And I said, Mike, start this at 21 minutes and 30 seconds. I think you can probably time and half it a bit. And I just listen to this. Just listen to it.
Their faces, their visage, to me, totally projects who is their master and who they worship. It's always deceit. It's always double talk. It's always projection. And they do it. And they do it even if they think or know they're going to get caught because they know there's going to be no consequence. Listen to Mr. Dinesh D'Souza breaks it down beautifully when he talks about why these Marxists are able to continue to use these same tactics. And you're going to see that a big part of that blame is not them. It's us because we do nothing about it.
Well, I think all of this represents the extreme chutzpah of the left, and they feel that they are immune. They can do this sort of thing because they don't think that they will, not that they won't get caught, but that if they get caught, it's not going to matter. Their idea is that we, the Republicans, the conservatives, the Christians, we're the party of the nice guys, and we don't have the spine to be able to hold them accountable or to do to them what they're doing to us. So, for example, they believe that if they knock down our monuments, we will never knock down theirs. If they pack the court, even if we control all the branches of government, we won't pack the court. If they use the deep state against us, the police agencies of government, even if we catch them red-handed, we're too scared to show up at Obama's house with an indictment with handcuffs, not to mention the fact that we wouldn't dream of using the deep state against them. So this fact allows them to prey upon our goodwill and our innocence and take advantage of it because they feel that they will never be held accountable.
My fellow patriots, that is how we have felt for a very, very long time.
Is that it? Hey, is that it? Huh? Is that it? Did he nail it? They know we're not going to play the same way. There's two sets of rules. They understand it. They laugh at us. And the result of it is they train your children in homosexuality and the acceptance of homosexuality, and you don't do anything about it. And then you wake up and your child's 19 years old and you say, what happened to Tommy? Golly, we raised him in church. What happened to Tommy? Right? Their father is a liar and the father of lies. And through infiltration, they've taken over our churches and taken over our pulpits. They've taken over the conservative movement. Everything is lies, 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 lies. And again, we're told to earnestly contend for the faith. Bring up Saul, man, Mike. Oh, I'm running out of time. Oh, my goodness, I'm running out of time. Bring up Saul, man. This is going to, I don't know if it's posted yet. This will be posted on CoachDaveLive.com under our videos. If you folks, this is Craig Saulman Sawyer, child rescue, right? Veterans for Child Rescue. 30 minutes and 38 seconds. And I watched this yesterday and I thought, this sounds arrogant. He must be watching our show. He must be watching our show. Now, I could play this whole thing because the whole thing is staggering. But Mike, I got three different spots I want to play. I want you to go to the 7 minute mark, Mike. 7 minute mark. Craig Saulman Sawyer is a vet. He started child.
Well, let's go after that which makes them. That which makes them.
Hang on. He started Veterans for Child Rescue because his own daughter was snatched at a subway and raped. His own daughter. He tells us this at the beginning of it. And how many children they've now rescued. But there are three clips in this I want you to be able to hear. And Mike, you can probably time and a half this also. This is a bold man of God, my friends. Bold man of God. So Mike started at the 7-minute mark. I'll shut up here and then I'll tell you where the next clip is.
Well, let's go after that which makes them so strong and unified from within. Let's go after the American culture. Let's destroy them from within, turn them against each other, divide and conquer, and do it without firing a shot. And most Americans, sadly, even though Yuri Bezmenov, a Russian KGB defector, came here in the 70s and 80s and gave us a series of lectures, which are still on YouTube. I urge you to go there and consume them. He explains to us their game plan. We know what it is that they mean to do. And when you read through their game plan, it's going to stagger you as to how much of it they've already gotten accomplished. It'll give you chills. I'm going to read you a list in a second. But it's this unsustainable level of deceit that's tearing our country apart. People are turning on the news and expecting to be informed with the information that we need to act in our own best interest, to vote in our own best interest, but that's no longer what's happening. Our mainstream news medias are owned by six, and I would say even only four entities at the very top. And all the entities that own those agencies, those news outlets, news, they're acting really as only tabloids now. They're owned by people whose outlook politically is one of global Marxism. That's what they want. It's a diabolical, godless, tyrannical program, and they can't announce it to you, so they have to deceive you. They have to lie to you. They have to do what communism has always done in every country. When they've ushered in communism, they first say, it's just socialism. And they even use the term democratic socialism to make you think that you're going to have a say in it. So they sugar frost this punch. They put sugar coating on it, and then they come and they punch you right in the face with it, and you wonder, what happened? Deceit. When you're ushering in tyranny and destruction, you need deceit, and that's what they're doing, and that's what's ruining our country. That's what's undermining us and destroying us all, everybody. So,
Mike, 15.
Who's in on the deceit? We're all the mainstream news media. Just cover.
Go to the 15-minute mark, Mike. Folks, you got to watch this. We'll get this up. You've got to watch this, okay? Start the 15-minute mark. Go ahead.
Nuclear family institution. It is non-existent. There's no more Christian families on any of the sitcoms. It's just attack, attack, attack on our culture. Why? To cause us to give it up, not value it, and to take us over without a shot fired. 25, break down the morality. Demoralize and break down the morality. Why? Because it's what gives us moral strength, the conviction to stand up and fight like holy hell for what we believe. Take away that conviction, that unifying belief, and that praying to God Almighty, come down with us, Lord, put your hand on us, God, allow us to fight, allow us to stand up and drive these enemies back out of our nation, Lord. God Almighty, be with us. They can't have that. No. Usher that away. Usher away all the millions of very wise lessons learned in the Bible that cause us to understand and see through a lot of this that our founding fathers knew. No. They want to take that. They can't have us empowered with that. Take the religion. Attack it, right? Break down that morality. That which causes us,
Mike,
to have an effective culture,
Mike, go to the
not full of sexual
mark.
Perversion.
Go to the 25-minute mark. Folks, you got to watch this. The 25-minute mark. And Mike, put this on regular speed. Oh, no, leave it at time half. It's okay. Let's go for about 4 minutes here.
The country, and it's only getting stronger. And there are a lot of technological assets and intelligence services being brought in to augment and help us. So God is blessing us, and it's growing very powerful. And our daughter's rapist, eventually 2 years later, last summer, was convicted to 68 years in prison. So there's a massive win for our family and for our organization. When Satan bit us for getting into the fight, God crushed him and blew him right back off the map, as tends to happen when you got the most severe firepower on the radio. God, you, this is me. Here's what I'm looking at. Here's what I need. And if you're in God's will, he'll be like, yes, son, I'm already on it. Ordinance is already inbound. Because you're in my will, I will authorize it. And it's a beautiful and powerful thing. It's a type of fighting war that I'm learning. I'm an infant at this. 56 years old, the biggest growth spurt of my life. Let that be inspiring, because it's inspiring to me, man. We need fire superiority in this country. And what do I mean by that? Do I mean going out and physically shooting your neighbor with a rifle? No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about legal superiority. Our president is under attack like no president has ever been. Why? Because he's standing up for you and he's standing up to me against this big globalist cabal of global Marxists that meme to get him out of office. Everything that we've been seeing are symptoms of an ongoing coup attempt with rotating tactics. The COVID, the riots, the looting, the arson, all the fake scandal accusations that later, you know, months later, the accuser actually comes out and she says, oh yeah, that never even really happened after all. All of these are just attacks, and they're just symptoms, so that we want to drive all this evil from our nation. We need to start prosecuting all of the master planners of BLM and Antifa and others, and prosecute them. prosecute the master planners and financiers. Has to happen, folks. Under the RICO laws, we could go after them. We must. That's legal fire superiority. What do I mean by fire superiority? In a firefight, if you're shooting, let's say at a SEAL team, we're patrolling along. If somebody engages us, starts shooting us with an ambush, we turn around and unleash a hail of fire on them, and we're accurate. And there's a lot of high volume of fire. So that instantly, anybody that's above cover, their heads explode. And those that want to live, suck mud and get down, because if they don't, their head's going to explode too. Well, when everybody's sucking mud or their heads are exploding, there's very little incoming fire on you. Then you can shoot and move and do your business and do what you have to do. Our president is strong, and he's doing a lot anyway, but he's taking a lot of incoming fire, folks. We need legal return fire. We need entire coalitions of lawyers that will go after and sue and attack, and we need our law enforcement, our federal law enforcement, to go after these attackers, these traitors that are guilty of sedition going after our president. We need for them to give a lawsuit and be prosecuted and perp walked.
Prosecuted and perp walked! Was Amen. It just me? Was it just me, or did Dinesh D'Souza just say that they know we won't show up at Obama's house? Maybe it's time we did. That wouldn't be very Christian, though, would it?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Well, this also goes back to all the lies that Christians are taught in their church, and including what type of, theology you embrace, whether you're pre or post-trib, because your theology, belief has consequences. Even if you're a solid Christian, you could still be in error on some very important things. I had a conversation last night at our prayer meeting with somebody who's a staunch dispensationalist. And she was kind of the opinion, well, this guy, the end times are coming, and all this stuff that's going on nowadays is told in the Bible it's going to happen. And I used the story of what happened with Nineveh, with Jonah's preaching. It's like, look, God's judgment's coming, but that doesn't mean we just throw up our hands and say, okay, sirrah, sirrah, and not do anything.
Come on, man. Right? Do you guys have any idea? If I were to take you through my email, do you have any idea how many people are telling me not to go to Hillary's? Making Christianity look bad. That's not the way we fight. Our weapons are not this world. I mean, it's just like,
Yeah, Coach, just like I said last night, Sawyer's talking about the Christian warrior class. And there's not a doubt in my mind that Sawyer's not going to punch you and take your head off if he needs to. We're reprogramming the entire Christian, the entire Christian body. And when I keep pushing the reality that we need to stop allowing ourselves to be punching bags and fight back, that sounds strange.
Bobby, that's not very Christian. Love your enemies, Bobby.
Now, they need to be afraid of us. They need to be afraid of Sawyer with the legal avenue. They need to be afraid of us when we're standing there as to what's going to happen if they punch us. We're going to punch back. The days of cowardice, do-nothing Christians standing there and allowing our teeth to get knocked out are over.
Okay, I got to get this in there. Good word, Bobby. Hey, Mike, go to the last thing there. Go to the last thing. Because this is when you watch Craig Sawyer's all this video that I have on the screen right now, he's talking about the 45 communist goals that were read into the congressional record in 1963. It's up on your screen right now. And you could go down through them. They let us know in 1963, January 10th, 1963, they read into the congressional record, these are their goals, okay? Now, there are 45 of them. Craig starts at about number 15. Let's go to number 15, Mike. And remember, they told us this. They showed us their battle plan. By the way, what's ours? Oh, I know what ours is. We're going to be out of here soon. That's our battle plan, right? So here we go. Okay. These are their goals. Starting 15. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Well, they got both of them. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming that the activities violate civil rights. 17, get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism. In current communist propaganda, soften the curriculum, get control of the teachers' unions, put the party line in the textbooks. 18, gain control of all student newspapers. 19, use student riots to foment public protest against programs, organizations which are under communist attack. Student riots infiltrate the press, get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy making decisions, gain control, 21, of key positions in radio, TV, motion pictures. Coach, we're not of this world. We're just passing through. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculptures from the parks and buildings and substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless art. Control art critics and directors of art music. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. 24, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship in a violation of free speech and free press. Boy, I hope they don't implement any of these. Hey, Esther, boy, let's get ahead of them, Esther. I think I know what they're going to try to do. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity. Books, magazines, motion pictures, radio and TV. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, healthy. Boy, let's not let them do that. 27, infiltrate the churches and replace religion with social religion. 1963, discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a world. Hey, they're getting ready to do this stuff. Bill, look what they're going to do. Discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfless, selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. Hey, see that, Harry? They're getting ready to do that, Harry. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health. So they want to do away with the police and bring in people who have earrings in their nose and pink hair. We want them to come in, right? 33, eliminate all laws and procedures which interfere with the operation of communist apparatus. 34, eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. Infiltrate and gain control of big business. Transfer of some of the powers of arrest from the police to Bobby Lee and social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric orders, which not one but psychiatrists can understand. Dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose the communist goals. Hey, Bill, they're getting ready to do this. I see what they're doing. Tell your pastor. Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. 41, emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of their parents. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of the parents. 42, create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition, that students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, or social problems. Hey, be ready out there! Portland, I think they're getting ready to riot. Minneapolis, I think maybe they're going to get ready to riot. And I think maybe the government's going to approve it. Overthrow all government, colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. Internationalize the Panama Canal. 45. Repeal the Connolly Reservation of the United States. So the United States cannot prevent the world court from seizing jurisdiction over domestic problems. Give the world court jurisdiction, the United Nations, over nations and individuals alike. June 10th, 1963, they told us what they're going to do, and we still don't get it. Your turn.
Hey, Coach, I was out preaching last night, and I met my first male is married to a male, a transgender. Her name is Tanya, or his name is Tanya. And he claims that the Bible was totally mistranslated. So the lifestyle that he chose and to be married to another man is legitimate.
Well, the Pope agrees with him, Jeff. The Pope agrees with him. Come on, I'm out of energy. I'm all out of energy. And it isn't amazing. The ones that are that have the possibility, the capability of fighting back and pushing back telling us we're not supposed to. It's just, you know, it's what the Bible says is going to happen. Just lay back and wait. It won't be long. The skies are going to split and we're going to be out of here. Because I found that here. Right there it is in Matthew 28. Right, see that right there? It's about over. In the sense that's fighting back. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, weapons of our warfare. They're not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And so therefore, just sit and wait and go to church and wave your flags and roll on the floor in the Holy Spirit and get financial blessing. And I don't even know.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach. Warrior puts 1,000 a flight. Two warriors puts 10,000 a flight. That's telling me and you there's only going to be a remnant of folks like us, brother. That's why God's given us a double portion of power to run off 10,000 devils if just me and you go to Biden's house. Amen.
Hey, amen. So listen, Alan. What did Craig Sawyer say? When's the last time you prayed or anybody in your church says, Lord, use me. Pour your power through me to destroy your enemies. Lord, those who are destroying young children, Lord, pour that power into me that we might overcome the ways of the devil. When's the last
amen,
time
you Coach. In your church?
They don't.
Amen. Amen.
No, they throw you out of church. You start talking like that, right?
Well, we coached last night. We literally spent 20 minutes of our hour-long prayer literally lifting you up. And this whole event that you will be heading up, I mean earnestly praying for you, brother.
Thanks, Dale. I just need direction. I've already made the decision. I don't care what it costs me. I don't care if they shoot me in the stinking head when I'm there. I don't care. I'm telling you, I don't care. I just want to go to the right place and do the right thing. I just want to say, Lord, use me to destroy this wickedness.
Coach,
go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, Coach, there's a huge block up there of that writing that you just read about psychology, the psychological industry. And I don't think people really understand how psychologically we've been destroyed nationwide, being these kids being raised from beginning to end by women and emasculated, and the family destroyed, and industries, private and state industries, going in there and raising and social engineering your kids and removing them if they don't like whatever perspective you have. So it's a mass psychological science of destruction.
Yep. Hey, Bobby, maybe we ought to go to Obama's. Maybe we ought to go to Biden's. Hey, maybe we ought to go to Harry Reid. No, he's not even around. Mitch McConnell's, huh? Maybe we ought to go to Bill Barr's, right?
Yeah, Bill Barr, maybe.
Not very Christian, though, is it? That wouldn't be very Christian of us, would it, boys? No. That wouldn't be very Christian.
Coach, if I was rich, I wouldn't work. I would every day. I would go somewhere and I would tell the truth to somebody, and that might change something. Because you convicted me so much yesterday. Whenever you put up, whoever hears, knows of treason and doesn't do anything about it is guilty. Coach, that convicted me so bad. I got to go lay down. I got to crawl, whatever I have to do to speak the truth to this lying bunch of people. Somebody has to tell them the truth, Coach.
Well, Brandy, here's the thing. See, folks, I know you don't want to hear this. But your silence and your cowardice is treason to your Lord. Do you understand that? That is treasonous to the Lord. We would not stand up and defend him.
Amen.
It's treasonous to the Lord. I don't know about treason to the American government anymore, because I don't even know who the American government represents. Does the American do you feel represented by the American government? Does anybody out there feel that they're on your side and fighting for you? Anybody at all? So, is treason? What is treason to the American government anymore? I know this. I know the Lord is faithful, and I will be faithful to him. I will be faithful to my Lord. And if my Lord comes in conflict with my government, it's very simple. I'm on the Lord's side. I ain't on the government's side. Yep.
Coach, here's what's amazing. When I was at the Sheriff's Department, we would net in, I don't know, all kind of pedophiles. We'd have a whole wing full of pedophiles. And here's Biden's son. They got daggum film on this guy, man.
That's right.
And he's walking around. Come on. Most of the people that we would net, they were just on a phone conversation with a detective. They weren't actually doing anything but talking. Here, Biden's son doing it.
I know many guys, several guys, whose lives were ruined because they simply looked at the pornography.
Come on.
I know, man. I know.
Hey, Coach.
I'm all in, man. Yeah.
Matthew 10, 32, 33. Matthew 10, 32, 33.
Give it to me real quick, Larry.
Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me or keep their mouth shut before men, him I will also keep my mouth shut before my Father which is in heaven.
Well, I'm sorry, it's been more encouraging today, boys. It's right there as plain as can be. We are all, listen, Christian brother, Christian sister, you are guilty of treason against your Lord. We all are. We're guilty of treason. When we allow them, Jesus said, I don't have it in front of me, but I know that it would be better for you if they put a millstone around your neck and threw you into the deepest part of the ocean than to allow your children to be taught about transgenderism and butt sex and homosexuality. It'd be better for you, man, if they threw you into the deepest part of the ocean than to let that happen. And we let it happen. We pay for it. We honor it. We let it come into our churches. Yeah, Jeff. Go ahead, Mike. Okay. Say it again. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks, Mike. Hey, by the way, folks, we are going to on next Tuesday at 2:15. I'll get you more information on this. Michael Voris, who is a passionate, bold, fire, brimstone Catholic who's been fighting the Vatican, fighting against the lies that's going on within the Catholic Church. Michael Voris, who has a website called The Vortex, makes videos all the time. We're having churchmilitant.com. Michael Voris is going to be a one-hour standalone guest Tuesday, 2:15. We're going to do a live broadcast. I want you to be part of it. We'll get you more information about it. Because here's the truth. I know a lot of, you say, well, Coach, you shouldn't be locking arms with the Catholics. I can tell you, I know a lot of Baptists I shouldn't be locking arms with. I know a lot of Methodists, a lot of Lutherans, a lot of Presbyterians I shouldn't be locking arms with. And Jesus said, those who are not against me are for me. And we are in a battle for truth, justice in the American way. And we're going to have to figure out who is for us and who is against us. And we're going to have to go at war because they are already waging a silent, secret war on us. Tuesday, 2:15. We'll get you word of it. That's a big catch to be able to get Michael to come on because he's got a big website. He has a lot of influence, and I think we're going to win. I think we're going to win. I got a minute left. Somebody, come on in. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach. A couple minutes ago, you said this wasn't very encouraging. This was very encouraging. Thank you.
Today, thanks, Jeff.
I was going down yesterday and a big, huge Biden sign in front of a Church of God in Christ. Can you imagine that?
Infiltration.
Yes.
Coach, God is yearning for justice.
Yes.
He is yearning for justice. And he needs somebody that will stand up on this earth and say, we want it too, Lord. We want it more than anything else.
Amen, Randy.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen. So listen, they put a bullet in my head when I go see Hillary or I go see Biden or I go, they put a bullet in my head. I get a martyr's crown, baby. I get a martyr's crown.
Let's do it.
I'd rather die that way than laying in a nursing home fighting cancer. Anybody else with me on that one, huh?
I'm with you on that.
Huh?
I'd rather die on a battlefield than on my butt.
Amen. That right? Amen. God bless all of you. Hey, listen, I love you all.
No man left behind.
I love you enough to tell you the truth. We have been treasonous to our king. Treasonous to our king. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
God bless you.